This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Changes in Wisconsin's political landscape were truly historic in 2011. Maybe the events were most significant in western Wisconsin's 32nd State Senate district. It leaned to the right after the 2010 elections, with a Republican in the state Senate and two of the three state representatives as Republicans. But at the end of 2011, the district finds itself with a Democratic state senator and two new Democratic state representatives. Today, we'll look back at the year in politics with a couple elected officials. The area's one constant lawmaker, Republican Representative Lee Nearison of Westby, declined our invitation to be on today's show, and La Crosse County Republican Party Chair Bill Feehan was unable to make it. Two Democrats agreed to be here, including new state senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse. She defeated former GOP Senator Dan Kopanky in a recall last summer. She's joined today by Democratic State Representative Steve Doyle of Onalaska. He won a special election in the 94th Assembly District earlier this year to replace the governor's current Secretary of Administration, Mike Hipsch. We'll also hear questions this hour from Jenna Traum of News 8 and Brad Williams from WISM Radio. But I started by asking Senator Schilling how she comprehends all that's happened in Wisconsin politics and her own career in the last year.
Well, this certainly has been a year of change, and my family and I think our supporters could have never predicted 2011 to kind of be the year that it was. And as I look back at news stories over the year and I see that the protests and the people of Wisconsin that came and assembled peacefully in the Capitol and wanted their voices to be heard, and then the recalls began of the nine senators, and then candidates stepping forward through the summer and the elections, that it really it's hard to put into words because it is something that I had not predicted, but yet I am extremely proud of the work that the citizens of Wisconsin have done this year. They felt that their voices were not being heard, that their elected officials were not listening to them, and they found their voice. And a constitutional right to recall elected officials, that they organized, they were energized, and they did that throughout the state of Wisconsin. We were successful on some elections, and others we came up a little short. But it certainly is an honor to serve as the senator of the 32nd district. And I always kind of characterized the recall as a messy, expensive community divorce, that it was not something that neither myself nor my opponent wanted to be in. It was an unfamiliar situation and environment for both myself and Dan Kopanky. We had worked together for many years, and it wasn't certainly something that we relished. And it seemed like it was awkward and uncomfortable for both our community to have to take sides, but also for us as well. But I think we kept the tone here very civil, unlike some of the other campaigns. I don't think after the election, the folks could probably shake hands and, you know, meet in the grocery store and talk like Senator Kopanky, Dan, and I have done since. But I do hold a lot of respect for Dan. He will continue to contribute here in our community. But again, I am eager to be the next state senator, do the best that I can, travel throughout the five counties, and really listening to good people, hardworking people here in western Wisconsin. And I've told people that it seems like, you know, the issues are the same. Some of the names and the faces and the addresses that I'm corresponding with are different now, but the issues are the same. The people are concerned about jobs, are concerned about education, they're concerned about health care for themselves, for their aging parents, and for their children.
So do you have a sense of what all this political turmoil means for the future of Wisconsin? I mean, what has it been like since you've taken office in the state Senate? Has there been a change?
Well, I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, unfortunately, that in the Senate, I think the feelings are still a little bit raw over there. It's a smaller body compared to the Assembly with 99 members, and with 33 members, it's just much more intimate. It's more formal, but there are still some hard feelings. And the fact that the Democrats narrowed the margin to just one vote, 17 to 16 vote majority for the Republicans, it has changed the dynamics in the state Senate. And so while people were disappointed that the Democrats didn't take back the Senate that night in August, still changes have been made and have been felt with, you know, just one senator being able to stand up and say, I don't support a piece of legislation, a Republican, and therefore that bill probably doesn't have a chance of coming up for a vote in committee or on the floor. So the dynamics are different, even though we are still in the minority. But it is change that really, I think, some of the legislation needs to be more inclusive that the Republicans put forward, and some of the really hard right legislation, I think, coming out of the Assembly will be slowed down in the Senate only because they have that one vote majority, and some of the extreme radical things that the administration wants to do really will have to be slowed down in the state Senate, and it's much more pragmatic.
And we'll get back to the recalls in a minute, but Representative Steve Doyle, I want to hear from you because this is your first year in the state legislature. How's it been going for you? I mean, you entered the House at quite an interesting time.
I certainly did arrive at an interesting time. I tell people going from county government to state government was going from Nirvana to Armageddon, basically. I mean, it is a fairly polarized and I think fairly dysfunctional place compared to the pretty smooth ride that we've had at the county. On the other hand, you know, what I see is glimmers of hope anyway. You know, I've had some good experiences working with Republicans on some issues in Madison, you know, in a bipartisan way. A bill that I'd worked with that had originally started as my bill passed by a Republican. You know, so there is some hope, but unfortunately, you know, as Senator Schilling said, we're going into a phase now with the gubernatorial recall heating up that it's going to get worse before it gets better. I think there's a lot of tension in Madison, neither side right now, I think, is really anxious to let the other side look good, and so everybody's going to look bad, and that's not good for the people of Wisconsin.
And I want to talk about the Governor Scott Walker's recall, that the process is underway. I mean, if this could come to two different scenarios, it could come to the fact that enough signatures are gathered that he's recalled and an election happens, and then we have a new governor who will have to deal with everything going on in the state. Or Governor Scott Walker could remain in office and will carry out his term. I mean, how do you even begin to digest what all this means or what the different scenarios could be?
Well, I think there are many chapters left in this history of Wisconsin that will be written. And I'm confident that the signatures will be gathered, that in late November, early December, they had come out with 507,000 signatures already needed towards the 540. So I'm confident that the signatures will be collected, they'll be validated, and then a candidate will emerge against Governor Walker. And who that candidate is, there will be several people who are thinking about it, and there may be a primary. But, I mean, this is something that is not going to be neat and tied up and tidy and done, you know, by April. That I think we are going to see this throughout the summer, and then the regular elections, statewide elections for both the Senate and the Assembly, the November 2012 elections are also happening at the same time. So we will continue to be kind of a hotbed of political activity here in Wisconsin and in the country as they continue to watch. You know, we watch what happened in Ohio, what kind of effects that will have here in Wisconsin in an attempt to defeat Governor Walker and what he has done here. Many people, I mean, it was the collective bargaining that kind of ignited the blaze, and then things happened throughout the year. So it's going to be a year, I think, of continued uncertainty and continued divisiveness and polarization here in our state, which it's unfortunate because I think if the recalls continue in the state Senate, and there are some candidates or there are senators who are currently having collected signatures collected against them, if they are recalled, that will really end in paralysis, I think, in the state Senate. And it's really hard to build up relationships and trust in the Capitol when there are outside forces outside of the building trying to divide us. And so it will be really hard to really pass any meaningful legislation if Senate recalls continue.
Representative Doyle, did you want to add anything?
Well, I think that the people of Western Wisconsin in particular, probably by the time this is all shaken out, are going to have, if they're not already, suffering from election fatigue. I mean, if you look at what we've been through, the
whole
state
has had unprecedented elections this year.
We absolutely have. I mean, if you look at statewide, we had last November, 2010, the election and a primary before that. Then we went straight into Mike Hipsch resigning and the election that I was elected in, where there was about $300,000 spent against me, and then probably about half of that spent on my behalf. Many of those ads against me were extremely negative. Then we went right after that into the Senate, recall election. Now we've got this one coming up. We've got spring elections for the local offices. And probably sometime next summer we'll have the governor's election and go straight into the presidential. So by the time we're done, people will be either totally burnt out or totally energized. And it depends. I mean, if you're a political junkie, this is a great time to be involved in politics. And, you know, one of the advantages that I've had in Madison is that, you know, I'm one of the few people who are there, along with my newest colleague, Jill Billings, who aren't suffering post-traumatic stress syndrome. Because what they went through in the legislature as part of the collective bargaining fight was very, very devastating on both sides, I think. I mean, a lot of raw nerves are still very evident in Madison. And I don't see that going away, at least until we're through the presidential election. Maybe at some point we'll get some normality, but I don't see that for at least a year from now.
And I have another question about if Governor Scott Walker is recalled and a new governor comes into office, I mean, will that person be able to restore collective bargaining, or how will they be able to handle balancing the state budget?
Well, I think we need kind of a stabilizing force right now in state government, that it seems like we've kind of been whipsawed back and forth, and somebody that would be sort of a stabilizing force that we can come together and be kind of that we're a 50-50 state, and finding somebody that's kind of in that middle, that moderate, that I think – but we still recognize that the assembly will still be controlled by Republicans. We'll see what happens in the Senate if changes happen there. But I think people are tired of sort of this really fast and wide swing of the pendulum. And I've always said, you know, the pendulum is going to swing both ways. It just takes a matter of time. And it seems like right now this year people have been really pushing that pendulum to the far right, and many people in Wisconsin are reacting and saying that this is not the Wisconsin that we recognize. This is not kind of the Wisconsin that we're proud to be part of, that we're concerned about open and transparent government. So I think whoever emerges as that candidate needs to be somebody that really can restore some balance, some moderation to Wisconsin, and that independence can feel comfortable with.
What people in Wisconsin are looking for, I think, is what people were looking for at the federal level in 2008 when President Obama was elected. He ran on a platform of civility and bipartisanship and you know, how government should be. We haven't seen that work out, unfortunately, in Washington, and probably even worse in Wisconsin in the last year. But I think that's what people are asking for. At least that's what I hear when I'm talking to folks around my district and around the county. Over and over again, I hear people say, just work together. Just get things done. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a Democratic idea or a Republican idea. Just work together and get it done. If the new person who's elected, or if it's the old person who's already there, is in office after the recall election occurs next year, I would hope that's job number one, is to try to bring some civility back into the state. Because as you know, Jen was saying, we're a purple state. We're not red or we're not blue. And both sides have the right to be heard. Both sides have very legitimate arguments that they have put forward. And typically what we've seen in Wisconsin is a moderation. People move toward the center. You know, we haven't seen that nationally or in Wisconsin recently. We've seen people move even further apart, more polarized. That has to reverse. And until that does, we're going to have neighbor against neighbor, family against family. And again, that's the wrong thing that we have for in Wisconsin.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. My guests today are Representative Steve Doyle, a Democrat from Onalaska, and Senator Jennifer Schilling, a Democrat from La Crosse. We're talking about the year in politics and what to expect in the future. Our next question comes from Jenna Traum. She's with News 8.
You both mentioned that Wisconsin is a hotbed of political activity right now. How do you plan to capitalize on the political energy of this year for next year?
Well, we continue. I mean, we haven't really had too much of a break from our campaigns. And as Representative Doyle had mentioned, you know, he was elected in a special election and then the recall election of myself in August. It seems like we haven't really been out of campaign mode for very long before we can kind of get into our legislative mode and try to tackle issues in a very narrow time frame. But then we will be taking out papers in April this year, which is earlier than before, that we have had to change state law of our primary date. And so when our election papers are taken out. So actually in April now, candidates will be circulating nomination papers to run for re-election. Typically that had been in June. So everything's kind of moved up. It's accelerated. And you always kind of, you have one eye on your legislative agenda and working on the committees and your floor session, doing your constituent work. But you always have to have an eye kind of on that campaign time frame that you have and out there working, meeting people. The thing about our terms are relatively short. So even when we're out there working and going to meetings and listening to people, touring facilities, we're out there, we're approachable and that we are accessible to the public. So it's kind of a 24/7 kind of a job. And I think people here in Western Wisconsin expect their legislators to be accessible and expect them to be visible at community events as well. So we'll just keep moving and using this energy that we have as we kick it into the re-election mode come this summer.
What I've seen in my area is that people are more engaged and more in tune with what's going on than I've ever seen before. I mean, people are following what's going on at the state level and at the national level. And it's really an exciting time to be interested in politics, whether you're involved or an observer, because historically Wisconsin has been a swing state. So we will next fall have the presidential candidates in our state, in our city. And Wisconsin being a swing state is exciting, but we are the swingiest part of the swing state. I mean, this area in western Wisconsin can go either way in a presidential election. You've got certain areas around Green Bay that are always going to go Republican. You've got areas like Dane County and Milwaukee that are going to go Democratic. But in western Wisconsin, this area splits all the time. And so this will be the center of the storm, if you will, and a great amount of focus from the national level on down to state level politics is going to be focused on western Wisconsin. I mean, we will get that personal attention that the folks in Iowa get when they have, you know, presidential candidates tromping through their towns and meeting them at the restaurants. And that's really exciting. I mean, if you are interested in politics, you will learn how the process works, and you'll learn what the issues are, and you'll get those up close and personal. And I think that's a good thing. You know, from my perspective as a state legislator, you know, the way I got elected was to go out and meet the people, knocking on their doors, meeting them at the restaurants and so forth. And that retail politics is really what it should be like. And, you know, that's the good part of what we're involved in right now, is that things are so evenly balanced between the two parties that politicians have to do that. It's a good thing.
What do you think that the big issues for 2012 are going to be here in Wisconsin?
Well, it will certainly be that the recall election, and if that's going to dominate, I think, the headlines, but also I would like to get back to some issues. I would like to get back to working on job creation. I would like to get back to working on ways that we can strengthen our economy, that we can help our technical colleges and our university systems that have now seen another round of cuts that need to happen. We've been in special session, I think, two times this year, and it's really been lacking. And I always would say, if we needed to give a grade to our special session jobs, I would give it an incomplete, that I wish we could get back to working on some substantive things. We have seen 5 straight months of job losses here in our state. They call us into special session, and we work on some of the low-hanging fruit, but we need to work on legislation that is better access to capital for our small businesses. We need to work on worker retraining grants, because we've got people who are unemployed. We've got curriculum and programs available at the tech college for these high-demand jobs. They need to be trained, and our tech schools saw a $72 million cut in this last budget. Our university system saw a $250 million cut, and here alone at UW-La Crosse, a $10 million cut in the budget and an additional $2 million cut that was announced about a week ago. So I think that there are things that we could be working on. We have a full plate of issues that we could be working on, but somehow the Republicans call us into special session. They work on jobs to change the definition of a bed and breakfast. They work on jobs that bills that say, well, we're going to allow longer rail and girders to be carried on our road. Some transportation bills, changing the weight limits. But there's still some meatier bills that we could be working on. And I think, you know, the mining bill is an example that I think is going to be on the horizon, and we'll see what happens. The Assembly has a version that they've introduced. The Senate is still waiting. But that's the venture capital bill and the mining bill are kind of big bills that I think are kind of waiting, you know, in the wings to be rolled out and to have some debate on.
You know, the discussion of the recall is certainly the initial thing people talk about when they're getting together, you know, discussing politics. But as soon as they're done with that, they want to talk about the serious issues. And we really do need to start focusing on jobs and economic development. We really need to have that as a focus. And you know, after we get past the recall discussion, we can talk about some of the various proposals that are out there. If you look at La Crosse, we're not in too bad a shape, you know, unemployment-wise, because we have a fairly diverse economy here. The rest of the state has a lot of problems, and that, you know, brings it down for everyone. When you look at what's going on right now in terms of long-term economic development issues, I'm really concerned with the, you know, the difficult decisions that were made in the budget, and I, you know, will give the governor credit for, you know, trying to produce the closest thing to an honest budget that we've had in a long time from either party. But there has been a lot of downside to that. If you look in terms of businesses that want to relocate or to expand, when they look at a community, for example, it's not just a business that is relocating or expanding in a community. It is people. Folks who run those businesses are looking at, is this a good place to raise my family? Is this a good place to do business? Is the cost of living decent? But the first question that they ask when they're talking to a realtor about moving into a community is, what are your schools like? You know, what's the quality of education? That's always the first question that gets asked to a realtor. And my concern is that with the dramatic reductions that we've had in the funding of education, that we're looking at a race to the bottom. I don't want to be a Mississippi. I want to be a Wisconsin that has been a magnet for people to move their families here and raise their kids and go to school and continue on to college here, because that really is where you start economic development. We might have saved some money this year with the budget cuts in education, and we might have, you know, inflicted some short-term damage that people feel maybe we can get beyond. But I'm concerned about the long-term damage if we don't fund education to the extent that we need to have it funded, because that is a dividend that pays over and over, and if you lose that dividend, our entire economy of the state is going to suffer.
State Representative Steve Doyle of Onalaska and State Senator Jennifer Schilling of La Crosse talking about the strange political year of 2011 and looking ahead to 2012. Coming up in the next half hour, the Democratic lawmakers continue to assess the political landscape and talk about what they'd like to accomplish in 2012. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.